Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's second reading has an important meaning for me. It was this reading that I read on the Palm Sunday before John Paul II died, to the whole of St. Peter's Square, and to the whole world. I remember it well, because John Paul II's assistant MC kept interrupting me as I practiced, which I found extremely irritating. But there were no interruptions as I read it out, as the rich Australian English rolled across the square. It was sunny with a slight breeze. More effective than the breeze, of course, were the words I read. His state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave and become as men are. There is a certain ring to the word slave, as it echoes through the rich marbles and gorgeous columns of St. Peter's Square. And yet, there is no contradiction. We only have those shaped rocks and stylized artworks because men and women gave themselves in exhausting service. Not to no point, but to something beautiful, which still moves the crowds to this day. Just like Jesus, whose perfect slavery opened to us something far more beautiful. Union with Him, perfect freedom. What gifts and talents are you putting to use to serve others to encounter the beauty of the gospel? This podcast is one of mine and one of my producers. What is one of yours? Let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.